visit with the mayors on Wednesdays, and Mayor Carl Mooney's here from College Station. Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Doing fine. Love that cool weather out
there.
Yeah,
it's kind of nice. I was talking to the congressman today. This is one of the few days where it's cooler here than it is up in D.C., so yeah, we're enjoying that, but that's okay. It'll warm back up. I want to go back to the last council meeting where y'all had discussions about details of the exterior of first the new police station, but then just became a discussion of the exteriors of a lot of buildings that are city buildings. And I guess a couple of questions. First is it would appear that this was the first time council was ever presented details of what the police station's exterior would be composed.
Well, there was discussion to that point. Back in February was the first time that council was shown a drawing, an impression of what the exterior of the police station might look like. And it was reported to council at that time that there would be another opportunity to talk about what the exterior would look like. And, you know, you would figure May, June, something like that. Never happened. And so a number of members of council were concerned. The concern came out of some of the discussions and some of the questions that we would get from folks who were coming to College Station, particularly for the first time. And they'd say, well, where's your City Hall? Mm-hmm. And they'd drive right by where City Hall is. And, mm-hmm. they'd say, and then they'd come back, and we would get comments from existing residents and such. And I'm sure when College Station City Hall, where it is now, the original portion, which is the north end, was built, people went, oh my, look how modern that is. Isn't sure. that awesome? Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. And so the concern is that 40 years from now, will people take the same view of a modern, or what some folks have labeled as a progressive style for our police station? Or would we be better for something that's less time constraint oriented? Mm-hmm. So people can't come by and go like, oh yeah, that was built in the 2020, somewhere mm-hmm. in there, mm-hmm. And go, what were they thinking? Because that styles change and everything else.
They do.
So the council, Mr. Benham, brought forward some drawings and photos, actually, mm-hmm. of other cities. One of the buildings was a public safety building, and others were city halls and such. And, of course, we've also got the library that's about to renovations and mm-hmm. expansion is about to start there. And so this was a very time-oriented opportunity for the council to say, you know, let's get some consistency in municipal design. So the library is going to look a little bit different. Of course, there's not a lot we can do because, for example, the arched roof that runs the length of the library, well, you can't just chop that off. Mm-hmm. That would look terrible. But some consistency. If folks want to get an idea, look at the sign that was recently built as you go southbound on the Highway 6 bypass mm-hmm. just before you get to University Drive. Much of that type of design, those materials are what we're looking at as the potential for a police station. And then down the road, at some point, we'll have to talk about a city hall. And, you know, who knows what else will come in years to pass. But one of the things I think you'll see, Scott, is council is going to, in a future agenda, will probably take a look at creating an architectural committee, design committee, which will include citizens. So we'll get citizen input, we'll get council input, and then ultimately, I think council, once that committee is formed, will also be mandating that before any final facade is done, that council gives its approval.
Okay. Well, it was an interesting thing, and again, the fact that you didn't get a look sooner in the plan is clearly something you're working to change. You're going to be handing out money tomorrow night at the city council. It's money that's already been approved. It's in the budget. But
correct.
But let's talk a little bit about, I want to talk first of all about the Research Valley Partnership. That's mm-hmm. $350,000.
It is.
And I know that there's some discussion as to exactly where we need to be when it comes to development and bringing things here to the Brazos Valley. And so as one member of council and the mayor, your thoughts on $350,000 this year, if we can look into our crystal ball for next year, Where's that number going to go?
Well, that number is consistent with what we actually provided last year as well. But we've given a greater charge to the RVP this year. And I was one of the perhaps more outspoken people on council who said we need some change in the RVP. And some change has occurred. And I'm excited about Matt Prochazka being now the CEO of the RVP. And the energy that he brings, he's an Aggie, loves the community, lives here in town. I believe that now we're going to see the RVP focus on College Station just as much as it does Bryan. And I expect that from the RVP, we're going to get some of the businesses that will come in here and help us with our bottom line, which is we need folks that are going to come in here and pay taxes, businesses that will bring us more sales tax, because that's really the lion's share of what we get as far as money that we gather and that we are actually able to use in our general fund later on. So, yeah, let's $350,000 in such a budget as we have now is not that big an amount, actually, especially when we consider what the potential will be for our community.
Certainly. Mayor Carl Mooney joining us from City of College Station. If I recall correctly, Convention and Visitors Bureau or Discover Bryan College, whatever it's called.
Experience, yes.
That's it. Okay. The amount is $400,000, if I recall correctly. Now, again, the charge is changing here as well.
Absolutely.
And so tell me what those numbers look like, and again, what areas of responsibility the individual cities may decide to take over.
Right. Well, again, in Experience, Bryan College Station, or as most folks still know it as the Convention Visitors Bureau, change has happened there again. I think right now, although she is the interim director, Kendra Fry is doing a excellent job. She has shored up some of the shortcomings that we were experiencing earlier. Details are coming out as she moves things forward. They're in a new location, which I think is even a better location for them because it's right by Wolf Pen Creek, which is a major area for attracting folks to come. You know, for example, when we have the marathon, it starts right in front of their building, literally. So that will be good for us. The thing about CVB, Experience Bryan College Station, is that we need to fill up hotel rooms. Think about it. Just a year ago, we had one full-service hotel. Now in the area, we have five. Mm-hmm. You know, and that means we still have the Hilton, which is doing some serious work on renovating rooms, and their lobby is now beautiful, been brought up into this century. Of course, you've got the George, Calvary Court, Stella, and just opened Embassy Suites. So there's more that we can offer here in this community. And that means we need a very vibrant, very aggressive CVB that's going to go out there, fill those rooms, bring people here. And again, that's hotel occupancy tax, which enables us to attract more businesses. Because one of the things we'll be doing in the next few weeks is the grant process that we have that attracts folks to come in, and we will take care of a portion of what it costs for them to bring their event here into town.
Finally, among the things that you're looking at tomorrow is maybe taking action on impact fees. Tell me a little bit about that.
You know, impact fees, it depends who you talk to, but some folks say, well, it's really a hidden tax. Other folks say it's absolutely necessary for us to try to keep up with some of the growth that's occurring in town. And, you know, one of the things that we'll be talking about in council as well is partnering with the county on some of the things that are going on Arrington Road and the development that's occurring in that particular area. Until you have the money, it's hard to be able to explain or to actually go out and contract to get work done. Knowing that you're going to have impact fees is a guarantee that money will be there. And with our budget and trying to keep our tax rate down, remember, we only increased the debt side of our budget this year, and that's for the police station. That's what that 2.5 cents was about. So we've got to have, in my mind at least, and I'm speaking for Carl Mooney, not for everybody on the council, I believe we still need to maintain the impact fees, because that would be about eventually about $1 million a year. And that goes directly to roads. We need those roads. We've got to make improvements.
These are going to be called system-wide impact fees. Is that basically correct? So, again, you're going to have somebody who lives on Pershing in College Station paying for a road that they may never drive on because it's actually maybe in county.
It could be on Arrington Road, which eventually probably, if you were even a very reluctant gambler, could say that that will at some point in time be within the city. So it's incumbent, I believe, upon the city to take a look and, when it can, partner with the county so that when those roads do become part of the city, we're not having to go back then at higher prices and rebuild them.
So to be clear, you're looking to reassign these dollars that would improve roads that are not within the College Station city limits. You're using College Station taxpayer money.
Not all of it. Not all of it. In this particular case, when you're talking about Arrington Road, it's a partnership.
Gotcha. Okay. Anything else on your radar screen this morning?
Well, Walk with the Mayor is going to be coming up the 22nd.
Should have had it last night when it was nice and cool, right?
Well, you know what? I'm going to have to talk to some of the weathermen about that. Yeah. We're going to be on Southside this time. I'm going to start over by College View High School and start going north, south, then north, all the way back and forth on those streets, so that if there's folks out there in the South Side who want to join me, starting at 2 o'clock on Sunday the 22nd, and anybody who can't be there, wouldn't mind you having some cold water stations outside. So
advertise it for break stations.
You know, okay. Bluebell ice cream could be good, too.
All right, we'll look forward to that. Thanks for the time this morning.
Right, sure.